Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Dream Play Right. Nice to have you with me. I'm Timothy Pike, and you can always reach me at dreamplaywright.com. What are your fears? Fear can affect us at every stage of the writing process. Maybe you're afraid no one will want to read what you write, which may prevent you from writing anything at all. Maybe you're afraid that your finished product won't be as good as you want it to be, which could keep you from finishing your work. Or maybe you're simply afraid of rejection, which could prevent your finished work from ever seeing the light of day and enhancing so many people's lives. All of these fears are similar, but affect us at different stages of the writing journey. And fear really can make or break your writing career, so that's why dealing with it is so important. But that's where Monday's commitment to know comes in. Knowing yourself, because it's only when you know what you're afraid of that you can confront those fears. Last week, I was talking to a writer who told me she really wanted to reach out to other bloggers and network with people through the WordPress website, but she didn't think people wanted to read what she wrote. She had very little confidence in her writing. Well, I took a look at some of the poetry she had written and thought it was great. This just demonstrated that fears are often unfounded, and we tell ourselves these stories, we have these beliefs that aren't true and only hold us back. But she admitted that she was slowly gaining confidence because she was starting to attract more followers to her blog. And like I've always said, the WordPress platform really does wonders to bolster confidence when other bloggers follow you, like your posts, and make nice comments. You tend to want to write more. I myself was struck with fear right before I launched this podcast back in June. It was a little bit unexpected because I was so excited about the podcast and really couldn't wait for it to launch. But then the week before the first episode aired, I just froze up. I believed it was going to be a good program, but suddenly I found myself in the chokehold of doubt. At that point, I only had a few more loose ends to tie up, but I still had some work to do before day one, and this fear was really suffocating me. So how did I handle it? I laughed in its face. Well, fear doesn't take too kindly to being laughed at, so it didn't just go away. But telling fear that it has no power over you can really help. Well, in the end, I eventually got everything done that I needed to do to launch on schedule. So you can laugh in the face of fear if you want, and tell the fear it has no power over you. But that may not work in every situation, so another way of dealing with fear is to do more of what scares you. Or here's another way. You can take what scares you and look at it in a different light. That is, just frame the fear differently. Here's a great example for using these methods and dealing with a very common fear that writers have, the fear of rejection. If you're an author seeking representation from a literary agent, or even soliciting publishing houses directly, and you have a strong fear of rejection, all it takes is a few rejections, and you won't be scared of it anymore. Each rejection will still bring disappointment, so you'll still do your best each time to avoid it, but receiving rejection letters is not as bad as it sounds. Some writers even rejoice over their rejection letters, and even frame them, because they look at them as notches in a belt, or like medals of honor for fighting bravely in a battle. If you can adopt an attitude like this, fear will soon be the furthest thing from your mind. Thanks for listening today. Remember, Dream Play Right is your program. So if you have any questions, comments, or suggestions, please get in touch with me at dreamplaywright.com/feedback. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time.